The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 1st of May. No, how did this happen? The 1st of May, which means we're kind of lining up for Cinco de Mayo this weekend. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I have Sue at the helm.
Good morning.
What's it look like weather-wise, Aaron?
Today, you can expect it to be sunny and beautiful. You can expect a high of 78 and a low of 52. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. This will continue through Saturday. Tomorrow, a high of 81, a low of 56. Friday, 85 with a low of 57. 86 degrees for Saturday under sunny skies and a low of 58. Increasing clouds for Sunday, a chance of showers, then mostly sunny by the afternoon with a high of 80. In downtown Reading, mostly clear and 43 degrees.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you all the time by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, and a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney there won awards from the state of California for hiring veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Well, as you know, we go through times and groups of people talking about the same thing. And in this case, things that are in the news. And, of course, now it's the Navigation Center. And I saw a letter, you know, and there's all types of different comments on this. But I saw in a letter to the editor from Dr. Ronald Reese, who is one of our local dermatologists and surgeons here in town. And I'll just say it. It's over at 2701 Eureka Way. And I reached out to him and said, hey, would you mind coming on the show? Because what you wrote was really it narrowed it down. It was specific, and it said why we as a city need the Navigation Center. So good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for this and, for being here with us today, because your letter was outstanding. And now you've brought in a couple more things. But tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a dermatologist in town, but I've also been a past president of the North Valley Medical Association, also been involved with SHARC, which is the Shasta Health Assessment and Redesign Collaborative. And probably the most important thing that's occurred with SHARC is it brought in Partnership, which is a managed Medi-Cal program to our community. It instead of running on 20% overhead, as most Medi-Cal works in the state of California, it runs on a 3% budget. So it's really providing medical access, and we're also providing healthcare resources, physicians' assistants, nurses into our community. So the place has been discussed over the last 6 months or a year, and several people that have, for example, Donnell Ewert is on the community that committee.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the CEOs of various hospitals and Shasta Community Health Center. And the place looked like a very needed place for our homeless. Right now we have the Rescue Mission, and that's doing an excellent job with Jonathan Anderson. And talking to David Kehoe, he said that the Rescue Mission is a safety net for our community. It probably saves our community, you know, multi-million dollars single year. But it's a voluntary place. The police can suggest that you go there, but it's not a place that the police could say, you know, you really can't be homeless here. You really can't have the place would provide a location that you could sleep at, but it also provides a variety of social services for housing, mental health, substance use disorder, income mm-hmm. supports, and healthcare. And So it recently received a $1.7 million grant. And
now, which one?
The place.
Okay, the place. Now, the thing about the Good News Rescue Mission is this. If you're going to stay there, you can stay there up to 30 days. The big argument, of course, about it was it's Christian, and you can't be forced to take Christian classes and all this. It has to be secular. And they said, well, okay, that's fine. That's true, except for the first 30 days. Nobody preaches to you and that. You can stay for 30 days. So with the new non-camping ordinances, police can tell them, as long as there's room there, mm-hmm. you have to go. Or, you know, you can't stay here, but you can go over there. Nobody's going to preach at you. You're not going to have, you're not going to be baptized tomorrow, but you can go. And we've never run out of spaces there, from what I understand. However, if you do get into a program, at that point, they bring in, you know, Christian teachings. And in the Constitution and as judges have already ruled, you can't do that. Can't force people into that. Okay. So then so we were kind of in a quandary, and you and I talked a little bit about it. Here we are in this town that's a town that is so compassionate, that is so giving. Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake, so compassionate. Yet the people are saying, enough. I am tired of being held hostage to this. I'm being tired of held hostage. First, it was South City Park, which our outgoing chief, Roger Moore, said, it's a prison. It's a prison yard. And he was right. So they took that, and they moved them over to Park Marina Drive, moved them from there. Now they're in the Henderson open space, making life miserable for all those people. And so they started on them there. And I got a text from somebody the other day or in the chat room that said, congratulations on cleaning up Henderson Open Space. They're now on Bocelli Lane. So we're getting all that. The place then has, I think, has become even more important because the place is where people can go to receive help. You know, we've tried other things. We need to try something new. And I believe this one kind of fits that trying something new.
Yeah, I think it begins to bring accountability to the homeless issue, and that here's a place that can be non-voluntary. The place is really not a low barrier facility. I mean, it prohibits weapons and alcohol possession, and it coincides with the police no sleep, lie, rest city ordinances that the law enforcement can use to relocate unsheltered individuals. It will maintain daily oversight of the residents. And then there's case management, which is so important for mental illness, housing, health care, substance abuse. And the goal of the place is to work very carefully with local public safety personnel.
Now, you sent me PowerPoint here, page about it has navigation center. Now the navigation center is the place now. Is that correct?
We've kind of changed.
Moved it to the place. Okay. Even though I kind of like navigation center.
Sure.
You know, because it provides direction and guidance, to people that need help. Okay. Anyway, you look at it. But from here in the center, we're talking about everything touches on this. Everything comes back into here. Anything from CalFresh, Medi-Cal, hospital emergency departments, hospital detox, sobering center, mobile crisis teams. And I understand that we've already got mobile crisis teams going, working here through the county. And, of course, the Sobering Center is kicked off, another great thing. And I have to mention Shasta Regional Medical Center with those 22 beds or 20 beds they have for people that are in 5150s that are danger to themselves,
right,
that they've instituted there. Okay.
And that's so important to have that available in our community. We used to send people out of our community, and I think when you do that, then you disconnect people from their families and their friends.
Right. I'm with Dr. Ronald Reese, who is an advocate of It's Now the Place. And he wrote a letter. If you've been listening, you know what I'm talking about. Wrote a letter to the editor. It so much, so much captured everything. I had to have him on today to talk about this. 7:15 in the morning, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And speaking of Shasta Regional Medical Center, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health, and a fully accredited chest pain center. I just had somebody, a friend, end up there this weekend, unfortunately. But, you know, they've treated that. He's going home, in fact, today. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, I can't say enough about them. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15, here it is on the 1st of May, 2019.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Bulls, Broncs, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in Chuck Wagon Races, roping, bronc riding, and Kids Mutton Busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your ticket for Bull Riding Rodeo and the annual Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Dr. Ronald Reese. We are talking about the place. Now, if you're seeing the place, okay, that's what the Navigation Center is, has shifted over to the place. It's all the same thing. Dr. Chief Mike Johnson, who was against the idea of just a plain place, came up with another solution that incorporates all of it. And he's put in there, he calls it a I don't know what he calls it. I call it a detention center, which is essentially what it is, 62 beds that people will come in there, and from there will transition. It could be immediately into the place. What do you think about that?
Well, I think as a physician, I don't want to criminalize homelessness. And so our goal, first of all, is to provide the place, to provide case management, and to have the rescue mission available. Though I think that you also need accountability. And I think if you have homeless encampments are dangerous in and of themselves. I know that you had Chief Moore on, and he you know, essentially said homeless encampments were like had a prison mentality.
The prison yards.
Yeah, yeah, you have drug abuse, you have weapons, you have drugs, you have needles, you have environmental pollution.
Assaults, rapes, mm-hmm. Theft of people that do get SSI, they're waiting for them, mm-hmm. and they just take their money.
So yeah. I think that Chief Johnson's ideas need to be aired, and I think that you had a unanimous decision at the most recent Shasta Board of Supervisors meeting where the marching orders, if you say, would be to look not only at the place. And I listened to Chief Johnson's interview. He's not against the place.
He's not against it.
He's not against
not
a, at all. A navigation center. He's against a navigation center that doesn't have accountability. And I think that the Board of Supervisors took that larger picture. And the idea is to work with many ideas. And I think not to have accountability, not to be able to shut down a homeless encampment. And, our first goal is to get them into the navigation, get them into the rescue mission. But if you refuse to do that, then maybe a detention center is where you need to be.
Well, you need to be held accountable for two reasons, the safety of the community, mm-hmm. the safety of the person. That's why people go in there. And I strongly support that. And as Donnell was on the show yesterday, I think it was yesterday. What's today? Wednesday? Whenever he was on, he said that he was getting ready to, after he left, to go meet with Chief Johnson and to talk about this. I think that we can work something in there that the police have told us over the last 7 years since AB 109, 4757 happened. They catch people, but there's nothing they can do about it. That unless you have a something to hold over some people, they're not going to get help. But if you have them in a center, then a detention center or whatever you're going to call it, and then they're in there for 30 days and they've detoxed, it seems like a perfect plan. Then is after they're sobered up is. Because they'd be talking to the people from the place. I mean, we're talking about almost co-locating it. That they move into that. I look at this as kind of like that San Antonio model, which seems to be working down there. And then from there, they get them housing and jobs and all this. And we get, even if it only works for 25%, it's 25%. And right now, nothing we're doing, which is nothing, is working.
Well, I think this will bring accountability. It will also bring an option to have a non-voluntary where you can pick people up. And if you're homeless, our community wants you not to be homeless. And we also have two exciting programs coming up that you know about. One is a sobering center at the yes. Empire, and that's open. So instead of the police arresting somebody and taking them to jail, they can take them to the sobering center. That's another way of keeping the homeless off the street.
And it keeps more police on the street.
That's right. And the other thing is medical respite. And medical respite is if someone who is homeless gets sick with diabetes or a broken leg or whatever, they go to the hospital and they're taken care of in the hospital. But when they're released, they're homeless. And Shasta Community Health Center and Dignity Health are sponsoring medical respite at the rescue mission. So that will take somebody who is discharged from the hospital, allow them to recuperate in the Good News Rescue Mission. That's another way of of bringing healing to our homeless population.
And that, you know what, I had not heard about that one. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Sober and Center, many of these others I have, but that to me seems just a follow-up. If somebody's got a broken leg and you put him out into a homeless camp, he immediately becomes prey, or she becomes prey.
Right.
And I use this as that, you know, there's the wolves out there and there's prey animals. And there's a lot of wolves out there in these camps. So, they're talking about it's going to be the cost of this. But I understand that there's grants and there's a number of other things. Of course, when you start talking about something like an adult rehabilitation center, which is kind of what this detention center is, I look at it like an ark that gets people started into this. We could probably build it for not a lot of money. I say not a lot, $1.2 million, something like that. It's the cost of it afterwards. I asked Donnell, is there ways of, you know, using money, if it's for mental health and all that, to help pay for something like this? And a lot of the money, as you know, it's already set. You don't have any leeway in how it's spent. But it seems to me that we've got to be able to find some ways to be able to pay for this.
Yeah, I think the funding issue is the most important. I know that Donnell and the people involved around the place are focusing on providing funding for that. Looking, I think the difficult issue with the detention is the long-term funding, because there's judges that you have to pay and assessment committees that you have to pay. So I imagine the detention center, the funding for that will be the challenge. But that component, however it works out, I think the great thing about Shasta County and Redding is that we're ready to dialogue. You know, we're bring this public safety people in, let's hear their ideas, and let's make it happen for our community.
We need to have something. Mm-hmm. I mean, here we are, and we've been kicking this can down the road for years. Finally, some things are starting to happen here. I think we as a community need to maybe swallow, you know, our anger and get in here and get behind some of this. Now, I'm going to change, you know, first of all, I appreciate so much. I know you're a very busy man coming in here early in the morning to sit here and talk to me about this, and this is not the last time, hopefully. As we move forward, I'd love to get, you know, different proponents in here, and we can talk about how we can make this work, because it's too important for our community not to. But you also are with the Redding, is it West Rotary?
Yeah, it's Redding West Rotary.
And you've got a big event coming up here.
We do, June the 9th. We're really excited to have our Taste of Redding event. That's Sunday, June the 9th, 2019. It's from 12 to 4. And Redding West Rotary, after expenses, has about $50,000 that we put back into the community. We take nothing for the club, just expenses for running it.
Right.
Everything else goes back to the community. For example, a major project we did in the past was putting $50,000 into the Rescue Mission to rehab part of their kitchen. And so we're very passionate about the homeless and improving our community. But we do... the list is very long.
The Rotaries pick great ways to spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the new things that are coming, I could just see where some of this money can get, you know, vectored over to maybe a Sobering Center.
That's right.
Or something in the place. Now, this is going to be June 9th. It's going to be from 12 to 4 p.m. And who participates in this?
Well, there's probably 30 different restaurants. There's also various bands. We have stages that bands are there. We have probably 30 different vendors of wine and beer. It's also a family event, so we have non-alcoholic venues, so it's just a great way to experience and taste some of the fine foods that our local restaurants are providing. It's usually sold out. In fact, it's been sold out every year. It's a great venue to come, enjoy, see your friends, and
it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely a great time. And I tell you what, if you can make it through every vendor, you know, you know, God bless you. You know, you are a person of great stamina there. I know you're not tasting every wine and every beer, otherwise you're on, you know, or maybe you are, and you're just being Ubered from spot to spot. Hey, Dr. Ron Reese, I have to ask one more. I got it. It's a doctor question. Redding, California, 2nd, 5th, 6th, sunniest place in the world. What do you tell people? Do you sunscreen, or what?
Well, you know, I think we've moved here to enjoy our recreation.
Uh-huh.
So, you got a great Columbia shirt on, long sleeve. It's lightweight. So I would probably I'm into clothing nowadays, and a hat and sunscreen and sunglasses. And so I think clothing is your first line of protection, and then certainly sunscreen is the next line. But I, with the proper clothing and long pants, long sleeves, cool, lightweight, there's wonderful clothing out there. I think you can still enjoy recreation and doing all the fun things that we moved here for.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today, Doctor. I really appreciate it. I hope this isn't the last time.
Okay.
Because as we move forward with this, there's going to be changes. There's going to have to be giving on both sides. And I'd love to be able to get in Chief Johnson and yourself and maybe, Donnell. Because, you know, they're both officials, but you are a member of our community that's backing this too and see this. My opinion is that we have to do something, and let's start thinking out of the box. Let's think of ways that we can get this done. That's going to take care of the problem we have, so we don't have the homeless camps. We don't have a lot of people on the streets. We haven't tried other things. Let's try this. So, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, here we're going to take a quick break, and we've got Cascade Theater rolling in here after this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers. 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark's going to be there for you. Her people are trained, screened, background checks, the whole thing, and they're all tested or trained by Sharon. So if you want more information, she's going to come over and build a program that fits your home and your conditions. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. 7:32 in the morning, 62 degrees. And we'll be right back with our friends from the Cascade Theater. The guest this morning, for people that are just tuning in, is Dr. Ronald Reese. He's a doctor here in town, dermatology and cutaneous surgery. He's located at 2701 Eureka Way.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Join them in Buckaroo Flats for the annual street dance on its new day. Monday, the 13th, it's the Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest in Buckaroo Flats. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. And Friday morning, May 17th, join 10,000 of your closest friends at the world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
This morning Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Shasta Damboree presents the annual Boomtown Festival celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love Saturday, May 4th. Begin with pancake breakfast 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Entries free online. Party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, health and craft fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Claringo Park. Enjoy the Art Walk and Farmer's Market 4:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival this Saturday.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:37 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to, 78 today. That's not bad. That's almost perfect. That's almost perfect. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years. Outstanding service, voted best in the North State. Whether you have, no matter what kind of cooling system their people are trained on, he's got just a team of professionals there that go to school. They go to different schools to be able to do that. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. 7:37 in the morning here, and I'm with Michelle Irvine, who is the general manager and friend. And at Cascade Theater, a woman of infinite resources here to be able to run Cats. I don't know. You know what? I heard something that it's even tougher than what you do. I know it's hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
He's going to be on the show next Wednesday. His name is Brad. I'm throwing a blank on his name. He puts on this Kinder College Day. Where 1,400 kindergartners go to Simpson University. And I'm talking to him yesterday, and his voice cracked only once. So, I mean, imagine this. You're in charge of moving 1,400 kindergartners to Simpson University for a day. It's like 4 hours of them learning about different jobs, you know, why it's good to go to school and all these things. Catch them early. And I'm thinking, does he live in a special home the rest of the year? They bring him out for this and they put him in the home. They must. Come on. What are they, 5 years old? 1,400 5-year-olds? Come on. I can't wait to talk to this guy. Anyway, but I can't wait to talk to you either. So many things going on down there.
Yes. Yeah. We're actually right in the middle of Gypsy right now. We're working with Axiom. Mm-hmm. They perform a couple of shows each year now at Cascade, and Gypsy runs through the weekend. I'm hoping to see it this weekend. Haven't had a chance yet. We've been working on the set for Mamma Mia. So.
Okay, I can't. That one's coming up. When's that coming?
Mamma Mia is in June. That's our production, and it opens June 14th and runs through the 22nd.
I think Linda talked for her Thursday night show, talked to your choreographer.
Yep. I think Regina, our producer, and Richard, our choreographer, talked to Linda this week.
That's right. They just recorded it because of tomorrow night, of course. Linda's going to be singing it at Elements Lounge starting at 5:30. We invite everybody to come out to that. You know, she's back over in Elements. A lot of people really enjoyed those Thursday nights and for all of May. Instead of once a month, all of May, she's going to be there Thursday. And that's going to be interesting. But yeah, because then she had to, tape the show, but she was just had a great time in here. This choreographer is very well known. I mean, he's not from around here.
No, he's done a lot. He's been in New York, danced, for Disney. He's done all kinds of stuff. He's a gymnast.
Well, that's it. If you look at him, and you picture a gymnast, but he seems like he's taller than most gymnasts are, like 5'5". And you say, you look at the team, and they're all standing there. You put like a board on their heads, it goes across. But he's taller than that. But he looks like he could probably still do the Iron Cross out there on the rings. And I'm sure that he brings in an athletic type of dance. To Mamma Mia.
Yes, I think he does.
Okay, so right now is Gypsy. When's Mamma Mia kick off?
On the 14th of June.
Wow.
That's opening night. Runs 2 weekends.
That's right. It's right around the corner. It's like 6 weeks.
It comes so fast. We went right from Shrek right into literally the next. I think they actually overlap by a week as far as rehearsals.
Reviews on Shrek in the show itself were just outstanding. It was just
we were very proud of that show.
You all hit a home run on that. I heard nobody say, but it's one of those. No, I all heard, oh my gosh. And some of them, one couple who won tickets went back and bought tickets.
Did they?
And they saw it again. When you have a show like that, you have a show like that. Come on.
I saw it multiple times, and not because I had to.
No.
Sometimes people think, oh, well, you were there anyway. But
yeah,
no,
you have to be there. No,
I
not for everyone.
I actually sat in the audience and watched the entire show, which oftentimes I'm in and out because I'm working.
Sure.
But actually sat through the whole thing multiple times.
And did you see something new every time?
You do. I mean, because you kind of focus on different characters and, at different times, different interactions.
Who was your favorite, or did you have a favorite?
I don't know. Rashad as Donkey was
Donkey.
Probably,
I was going to say
probably my favorite.
I met him. Probably, I don't know. Maybe I'd met him before, but he came in here, the princess came in that day. And first of all, they have a chemistry anyway. But he, when he was, he was going through the voice, I'm like, oh. And then the costumes. You made the costumes yourselves.
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Some we borrowed.
Yeah.
It was sort of a mixture of RSA's costumes because they had done it before. We got some from Axiom. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of them we made.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful costume designer.
I'm amazed. You know what? Again, but I'm hearing there's so much less. Oh, there's not enough to do. How do we get people in here from Southern California? Because, they're used to theater. They're used to this. They're used to that. Well, you know what? That's gone now. Nobody says that anymore. We have theater all the time.
There's a lot going on.
We have music. like tomorrow night, you've got.
Well, tonight, actually.
Tonight is
Storm Large from Pink Martini. She's performing tonight.
Linda's going to be there with three of her girlfriends.
Oh, great.
And because she says, she's heard her before, and she says, Linda's singing tomorrow night, of course, at Wind River, but she wants to go tonight. And usually, you try to do a rest night before you go on to entertain. She says, I'm going there to listen and be inspired. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, Storm Large is amazing.
Yeah.
If people have seen her with Pink Martini, they'll know for sure that she really is amazing.
So what would you say, when you say she's amazing, Is there parts of her act, parts of her of when she's out there that people might be a little surprised about? Or I know she's just a dynamo.
But. Yeah, I mean, very, very sassy and spunky, you know, I would say. This is more, the Pink Martini show is probably a little tamer. I mean, not that this is, quote unquote, an adult content show, but it is a little more geared towards adults,
sure.
You know, her humor. She's very sort of vampy, you know, and super fun.
There's still a couple of tickets left?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Great. So if you, tonight, this is Storm Large, and this is somebody that Linda is going to see tonight because she's looking to see, and she says she is such a great performer that, you know, when performers go to see other performers on that, and I think that says a lot, too, and on how they, you know, what they do, how they move and all this. And Linda's been in the business a while, but still wants to see certain acts, and this is certain performers, and she's one of them. So it's okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Michelle Irvine, who is the general manager of the Cascade Theater, and somebody I admire you, first of all, because you came in here to take over, move clear across country. I mean, you couldn't have lived too much further away,
true,
North Carolina, to come here. And stepped into a job that was had turmoil. Yeah, I guess we could say that. And now you are pushing it out. Great acts coming in, you know, plays all the time. Local entertainment in the plays like Shrek and Mamma Mia starting up. Plus bringing in all these great acts, too. So appreciate what you're doing for our community.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, you're looking for somebody that's going to fix your windshield. He's going to fix it, and he does it safely. He guarantees his work, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack well over 2.5 feet in length. He can do it. He can fix it. He can guarantee it. He's not going to waste your time. It's a better-known business. Jeff Wurst is a man of his word and of great integrity. So head on down to 3208 South Market Street and get your windshield repaired. Tell him Carl and Linda sent you, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Michelle Irvine in the Cascade Theater.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Shasta Damboree presents the annual Boomtown Festival celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love Saturday, May 4th. Begin with pancake breakfast 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Entries free online. Party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, health and craft fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Claringo Park. Enjoy the art walk and farmer's market 4:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival this Saturday.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Redding Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReddingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. 7:51 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 76 today. On here, the 1st of May, 2019.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe. There used to be a saying about the 1st of May that I can't say when I was in college. This portion of the show is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell, she handles, our, of course, our life insurance. But I can't think of anybody better to go to talk to your insurance and your insurance needs. And then also your financial needs. These, she has two separate organizations now that she has, one's for financial and one for insurance. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she's been helping people since 1993. She specializes in helping veterans, and of course, all people, business owners, family, seniors. But she has a soft spot in her heart for veterans, too. Give her a call, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance. And I'm here with Michelle Irvine from Cascade Theater, and we talked about tonight's show, and there's still tickets. And yep. If you're looking for a great show tonight, Storm Large is going to be here. We've got Mamma Mia starting June 14th. And what else do we have rolling here?
Yeah, we don't want to forget about KEDMO.
Oh, KEDMO.
May 9th. Thursday, May 9th, KEDMO will be here.
Now, that's a week from tomorrow. And I happen to have some tickets for KEDMO. Let me see here. Tell us about KEDMO.
Oh, he's wonderful. I actually first saw him when I was working in North Carolina. He came through a couple of times, and I was just amazed, just fell in love with him. His music is amazing, but him as a person, he truly is a very engaging performer, especially when he's doing a solo gig.
So what is his forte here? What is his what kind of music?
Well, it's not what I expected. I mean, it's funny because he is, I mean, to say this, he's an African-American performer.
Right.
But I would say that most of his fans are your average sort of white people. It was funny. In North Carolina, that's a funny thing to say because most African-American performers, there's a huge African-American population in Durham, North Carolina.
Of course.
I totally expected that to be the majority of the audience.
And but
it was all sort of middle-aged people like us. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. But he appeals to everybody across all walks of life and everything.
So he sings, all different types. What, standards or what? It's I shouldn't say standards, but, newer music and...
I mean, he's got his own stuff. It's hard to describe.
He's just a great entertainer and a great singer.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got two tickets for this. right now. And these are good seats. And it's on row E, seat 302. I mean, those are great seats. And I have two for somebody that gives me a call at 605-4567. Linda and I would be going to this, except Linda's singing that night. Every Thursday night out at Wind River from 5:30 to 8:30. I got to keep throwing that one in there.
Well, yeah, but if you're not going to see Linda, come
see Kevmo. You know, like this is, you could probably look him up or YouTube him or something like that and see, you know, this. But, it's another example of you bringing in somebody that widens our horizons here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and people go, well, you know what, there's not enough diversity. There's not enough. Well, here you go. Here's diversity, 605-4567, and you get to take those tickets. And these are great tickets. I'm jealous, in fact. They're right there on the end.
Yes.
And that's me. You know, I love those end seats there so that I can casually slide my leg out into the aisle, at which time one of the ladies comes down and tells me to put it back inside.
Yes, they will.
Oh, no, they're ruthless that way. But, you know, I kind of look around my shoulder and stick it out every so often just in case. Okay, so Kevmo. I'm going to work on you all a little bit here. People are kind of like still early, and they're going, Kevmo, I'm not sure yet. we also have, or you can have a family pack here. Is this a family show?
He's appropriate for all ages.
Appropriate for all ages. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so after Kevmo, we have?
Well, then Mamma Mia, we're actually at the tail end of our season. Those are the last, Storm Large and Kevmo are the last two big concerts. And then we have Mamma Mia. And then we have a little bit of a break sort of in July. We do some films for kids. And then we're back at it again in August. We'll be announcing our new season by the end of May.
Great.
So they're hard at work.
But you also have to have time in there, you know, in this month there, even though you're still working. But you still got to have times for preventive maintenance in there. Maintenance on what's going on, fixing things. I mean, this is, it's not like everything is new in the Cascade Theater.
Oh, no. There's always something to do there. That's for sure.
We ought to have like a big fundraiser. Oh, I guess we did give away the tickets. I just didn't see it. I'm just sitting here going blah, blah, blah. Hey, Chuck, you got two tickets to, is that right, Chuck?
Chuck.
Chuck, you got two tickets to Kevmo. And I'm going to give away the other two later. And I thought, that's strange because we get ticket people calling in for tickets all the time, and I didn't know why that wasn't. But he did. I just didn't see it. Okay. You can come down and pick those up right here at KCNR, down here at 1326 Market Street. I'm with Michelle Irvine, who's the general manager there. Okay, I need to ask this one. How long have you been there now?
A year and a half, about.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Just let me say this about Michelle. Is Michelle is a person of infinite common sense. No, I mean it. You look at things, and you make it work. And that must be difficult when you're working with so many volunteers. It's not like you're paying them and say, you can, this is your job, do this, 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 and this. But it's volunteers. Is it a
large amount is volunteers.
How do you work? We've got like a minute here to try to explain this, but how do you work with volunteers you see the same ones most of the time. Mm-hmm. How do you make that work?
Well, it can be challenging because every individual volunteers for their own, personal reasons, whether it's I want to see the shows or whether I just like the Cascade or whether I just like talking with people, as they come into the building. We also have volunteers that sell our tickets in the box office. So everybody has different skill levels.
And work behind the bar.
That's actually not volunteer.
Okay, because you have to pay them for that, huh?
Yeah, we have some wonderful young people working for us now that work in concessions.
And, okay, well, that's good.
And some actual real bartenders.
Well, you almost have to because you've got a full bar there. And I've got to run now. Michelle Irvine, tonight, Storm Large, we can still have tickets. And Chuck, congratulations on winning Kevmo, because I've got two more tickets to give away. Again, we've got going on right now is The play is...
Oh, Gypsy's going on. Axiom's Gypsy.
Right.
Through this weekend.
And then, of course, Storm Large tonight. And then Mamma Mia, June 14th.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with Roger Moore, Chief of Police.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hearings underway at this hour in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where Republicans and Democrats are fighting over the interpretation of the Mueller report. Correspondent Bob Agnew joins us live from Capitol Hill. Bob?
Rich, the ranking member Democrat Dianne Feinstein fought to keep alive the narrative of Trump collusion with Russia, commenting in her opening remarks about those hacked DNC emails.
The report outlined substantial...
That was Barbara Feinstein making her comment, saying that there was evidence that the Trump campaign hoped to benefit from those, but it was Lindsey Graham, the Republican chairman of the committee, who said Democrats are wrong to continue to push the issue of obstruction since Mueller found that there was no collusion to begin with. He says that complicates matters.
You have to have specific intent to obstruct justice. If there's no underlying crime, pretty hard to figure out what intent might be if there was never a crime to begin with.
And Graham said that's one of the reasons that after a thorough two-year probe involving some 40 FBI agents and $25 million...
For me, it is over.
The Attorney General now facing some questions at this hour about media reports claiming Robert Mueller was not entirely happy with his characterizations of the report. I'm Bob Agnew, live at the U.S. Senate. Now back to Rich Thomason. Rich?
Hiring soared to a nine-month high in April. Job growth remains strong. The economy continues to expand. 22-year-old suspect being held in connection with a deadly attack on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Yesterday's shooting left two people dead, four others wounded. The suspect is due in court tomorrow. So far, no word on a motive for the attack. Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 50 points. The S&P better by two. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 25 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 877-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The federal government says Roundup is safe to use despite lawsuits that claim the weed killer causes cancer.
The Environmental Protection Agency's released another review of Roundup's main ingredient, glyphosate, and says it poses no risk of concern for people using it or exposed to it from spraying. The draft findings also reaffirm glyphosate is not likely to be carcinogenic, although it did find potential risk to animals and birds. A scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity says the EPA is wrongly relying on industry-backed studies and ignoring other research. Two recent court cases awarded millions of dollars to men who contracted lymphoma and blame Roundup. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A British judge has sentenced WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison for skipping bail 7 years ago. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Virginia judge has ruled that Charlottesville's Confederate statues are war monuments protected by state law.
Judge Richard Moore's ruling came in a lawsuit filed against Charlottesville City Council members who voted in 2017 to remove a statue of General Robert E. Lee. Moore cited how statues of Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson depict the men in military uniforms and on horses associated with them during the Civil War. Virginia law makes it illegal for local municipalities to remove war monuments, Moore said his ruling doesn't guarantee that the plaintiffs will win if the lawsuit goes to trial. His ruling was only on the issue of whether the statues are considered war memorials. Keith Peters reporting.
Russian authorities claim 100,000 people took part in a May Day rally in central Moscow. Moscow police say the rally, organized by Kremlin-friendly trade unions, took place on Red Square. Other protests held today in Paris and in Madrid. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue, what's it look like for weather?
Today in the North Valley, sunny at a high of 78 with a low of 52. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, 81 degrees with a low of 56. 85 for Friday under sunny skies and a low of 57. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday, a high of 86 as temperatures dip down to around 58 for Saturday night. For Sunday, increasing clouds, a chance of showers earlier in the day, then sunny by the afternoon with a high of 80 degrees. Now this morning, quite a few incidents on the roadways. The traffic hazard at Airport Road and Prairie Lane. Be careful in that vicinity. A traffic collision, unknown injuries this morning at State Route 44 and I-5 South. An animal hazard at Salmon Creek Road and Old Alturas Road. We also have a live or deceased animal at I-5 South at South Bonneview Road's on-ramp. A collision, no injuries reported at Liberal Avenue, at Barham Avenue, and construction underway in and around Reading at Interstate 5 North at Deschutes Road off-ramp. Also, we have work at a railroad crossing this morning. This will continue for the next few days, yeah, 5 days.
Don't plan on going over Placer.
Yes, Placer Street.
Find a different way to get through, because I already saw them this morning. I saw people going around the barriers there because nobody was working yet. But just avoid Placer down by the railroad tracks. You just make your life easier. So
it's Placer Street between Court and California Streets, closed today for the next 5 days. So, yes, if you are traveling in Reading, you can expect delays. Work along Interstate 5, let's just say any direction you're heading, pretty much 299 West, also Interstate 5 heading north or south, Highway 36, construction everywhere, so expect delays.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sue. And the weather report and the traffic report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is, values their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, tomorrow, it's Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort. And here's how it works. You go to dinner in Elements, and that's tomorrow night, and Linda's singing from 5:30 to 8:30 there, and 10% of all food sales will be donated to the Shasta Trinity Relay for Life. Plus, you're going to get $5 in free slot play. So go on out tomorrow night, have dinner in Elements Lounge, where 10% of all food sales goes to the Shasta Trinity Relay for Life. Hashtag proud to play your part. And they're going to be doing this every month with a 501, with another organization here in town every month for the rest of the year. And for this month, every time you go to the dining in, you get to listen to Linda sing too from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be a great night tomorrow night. Well, you know, the first Wednesday of every month, we have the Reading Police on. And Roger Moore started coming on when he took the assignment. And then he said, hey, Carl, I'm going to start sending in all my different divisions. And that has worked really, really well, because everybody now has a chance to meet the leadership in the Reading Police Department, find out what they do, find out that there's senses of humor there, especially in the SWAT guys. As one SWAT guy called in the other SWAT guy, and it was hilarious. I didn't know whether to just hang up on him, but he didn't say anything wrong. it was just what he was saying, and I'm watching the officer there first turn red, the lieutenant turning red, and then he starts laughing, and we start laughing about it. It was great.
Good.
But today, and I never know really who's coming in, mm-hmm. but today, Police Chief Roger Morris joins us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? How auspicious this was that last night,
yes,
you made your announcement.
Yes, I did.
That you are going to retire after 32 years?
It'll be 31 at the end of this year, and it's been a great career. Very proud of what I've done and what my department's done, and I'm proud of this community. It's an honor to have led this agency.
You know, if before anybody gets, it's only been 2 years, when you took this job, you said if you want a long-term guy.
Right, and I knew that we had been thrown into some different circumstances a few years back where I made the decision to apply for chief, but also my goal was to, one, make it 30 years, but to just change the perception of our agency a little bit, to do some creative stuff, to listen to the community. I made it pretty clear that I was not the long-term guy, but what I did say was I will work 100%. And I will give it everything I have. And I think I've done that. And
oh, you've gone beyond that, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And just, you know, and many of you probably don't know that, or maybe you do, but Roger and his family lost their home in the car fire. I mean, they were right down the street from Friends Bars. And you were over there on, which one was that? That was, that avenue.
Up off Quartz Hill.
Hill, and they got hit with this fire. Not only that, but I believe your parents?
Yes, yep. My father and stepmother lost their home.
Lost their home.
And my mom and stepfather almost lost their home right next to me, which is off Whitewater Circle.
Right.
And so I had some cousins lose their home, and so it hit our family pretty hard.
It really did. And, you know, not once did you lose a step. All that was going on, you just lost your home, and there was Chief Moore making sure that people, your guys are running from literally from door to door to door to get people out and save their lives.
Yeah, and I would thank my family for that and that strong support structure, and my department. They were out there. I wanted to be out there.
And, well, you were. And you would have never known, Roger, not one time took a... And I know Roger. I mean, it's not like we hang out and drink beer all this, but I see him in a lot of different events and see him a lot of times on the street. And you just never once let anybody know that this has had to be, you know, not only did you have the burden of trying to keep all that going, but now you must have a strong family.
I do.
You must have a strong family.
Really good support and also faith, and that's the support structure. And so I feel very blessed to have that strength.
Okay. So what happens? What happens now?
Now, as far as the agency goes, we'll continue to march forward for the next 5 months and work on some creative programs that we have in the hopper. So that'll be coming to you soon. And I believe our city manager, Barry Tippin, will be going on a nationwide search. We'll do it in-house to save some money, but we'll also go nationwide to find the best candidate. We have put leaders in place, as you said earlier.
My gosh, you know what? I also, and I appreciate this, I also had an opportunity to sit on your corporal's board.
Yes.
And I was just, as all of us were, very much pleased that the quality of leadership you have, any one of those men and women, could have made corporal.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like one of those things that, okay, that may not be the guy I voted for as number one, but guess what? I'd be happy as hell if he was corporal.
Yep. Yeah. And these all these testings, I mean, we're splitting hairs at the end because they are all highly qualified and educated and just hardworking people. So it's a good thing.
And I've had other people since then have sat on boards, and they all say the same thing. It wasn't like we had this was the best in a million years. No, everyone that sits on the boards looks at it and goes, well, these are some really good people here.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the reason we created that community panel, our citizens panel, is so different citizens can take a look inside our agency and see what we're all about and the caliber of people we have.
I think it's a great idea. It works. I mean, I've sat on a lot of promotion boards in the Marine Corps, and So you see young men and women coming in, and they're the ones on they're meritorious promotion boards. So they're not just, you know, time and grade types. It's a meritorious promotion. So, again, they're at the top of the game there, and that's what you all seem to have.
Yes, I'm very fortunate.
In depth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're here with Chief Roger Moore. We've got to take a quick break here, and I want to come back, and I want to talk a little bit about this search that's getting ready to go on. And
perfect.
Then I want to talk about some of the things that are going on, too. We just had Dr. Ron Reese on, who wrote a beautiful letter to the editor about the place, mm-hmm. you know, the navigation center of the place. And then, of course, Chief Johnson rolling in with another idea for it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear what your ideas are on this, too.
Perfect.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living. It's kind of like, you know what? Some of the people that got burnt out in the car fire, they said, you know, I do not want to get involved with this. I want to go someplace where I can just relax. I don't have to worry about cooking. I can go on trips. I can have my dog with me. And I just don't want to worry. Well, River Commons Senior Living is the place to go. Gourmet chefs there, activities all the time. You're in the middle of town. You can walk around the places. And it's just a place where people are pretty happy. We've had people in there. I've gone through there. The people are smiling. When they have, you know, they're all together, you can tell if people are happy or not. They're happy at River Commons Senior Living.
Right.
Give them a call, 238-5981. Talk to Brian. You will not be sorry. Stop down and have lunch with them. They enjoy that. We'll be right back with Chief Roger Moore.
Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Extreme Bulls. Bullfighters only. Barrels, chuck wagon races, and kids mutton busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane chuck wagon racing, and kids mutton busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
To a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know, it's kind of cool to have two stations out here that we can talk on. You can't get away from us now. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, you know, this is my firearms dealer of choice. Why? Because, one, they are local. They started this business about 9 years ago. They're a great success. Why? Because of customer service. John and Sarah pride themselves on the customer service of their people that work there. And a lot of them worked there for a long time with them because they know what they're doing is they're working for people that are just really good people. All the accessories, classes on concealed carry, classes on firearm safety, hunter safety, they have it all. And veterans, you get discounts. Yeah, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, who yesterday announced that after 31 years, he's going to hang up the gun.
Yes, sir.
He's going to retire here. And if somebody is deserves it, you know, after this many years, while he's still walking around, it's Roger Moore.
Thank you.
In fact, I wanted to talk about two things, but something you just brought up during the break, your officers and injuries. They're, you know, I mean, it's always been kind of a constant 10% average. Sometimes it's gone up. I remember you saying one time about 20% of your officers were down. There was an incident out at Shasta College, and I really didn't see a big follow-up on this, except they said that two officers were bleeding from that. Can you talk about what happened out there?
Absolutely. We were dealing with a person who we know to be violent. He was on parole for assault with a deadly weapon. We were talking to him in a small room. We had four officers there because we know that in dealing with this person in the past, he was violent.
Well, he was trained, too. He's a mixed martial artist.
Correct.
He'd been taught how to fight. He knew how to move. He knew how to fight. He obviously could take a punch.
Yep.
So, yeah, and you have to do like that.
Yep. And so as soon as we walked in, stood up and started hitting our officers, and two of our officers, we've got fractured noses. And one hurt their shoulder, but we were able to get him into custody. But again, that kind of defines and illustrates the unpredictable violence of this job. And I'm thankful our officers knew enough or were aware enough to call other officers for help before we encountered the individual.
Well, if you already knew who he was and you knew there's that, you want a lot of times a show of force is enough.
Right.
Okay, there's a 4 minute. But this guy obviously was.
He's been to prison before.
Doesn't scare him.
And he'll be going back and hopefully for many, many years this time.
Well, now, one of your officers both of them had, one of them had his nose moved over like 2 inches and a, you know, busted eye.
Right.
The other one, and this is the part I like, and I know it sounds sexist. You have a female officer.
Mm-hmm.
Got right into the middle of it, and she was swinging too, and she was injured.
Absolutely.
She was in trying to get this guy down.
She was injured. Never gave up the fight.
Though. Never gave
always,
up the fight.
Always stayed in it.
In it, yeah. But you finally got him down.
Finally did.
And were able to arrest him.
Yes.
Now, because of a parole violation for assault with a deadly weapon.
Right.
And he's out walking on the streets, and he's been problems. Now, hopefully, this is enough to put him back in.
Yep. Hopefully many, many years.
Okay. Well, you know what? Again, this is something then also, and here's the other part. You're just fighting with a guy that's just, you know, he's you know you're hurt, but you can't stop fighting.
Correct.
And you're in it, and you, when you finally get him down, is stop it right then. Once he's down on the ground and he gives up,
right,
can't take another shot at him.
Yep.
No matter how much you'd like to.
That's correct.
So, and again, goes back to well-trained officers.
And when emotions are high, it's very difficult to do. But we are trained, and we train, and we train, and our officers prevail. And everything was okay. We got the guy in custody.
You know, I tried to tell my people when you get an RPV in your Humvee, it's hard to remember that you not to hate somebody,
right?
And to use, you know, to use force, and but when to stop using force, which is sometimes really hard to teach.
It is.
And when you've got your people trained to the fact that, you know, they've been injured, this guy, they know he's a scumbag, and they, you know, okay, he's down, he's quit. Now let's just cuff him and get him out of here.
Yep. We have to play by rules.
Play by rules. You have,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, and we
and
have
they
a... They don't. You're right. And we have a 50-officer patrol staff, and right now we have 11 injured, and then 2 injured investigations. And so we're picking and pulling a little bit from traffic. Sometimes neighborhood policing unit fills in. But hopefully we can get a few of our new officers out there. We have 3 starting the shadow week here next week, which means they're going to be coming online. And so I'm very thankful for that. That'll ease up some of our mandatory overtime that we have right now. I heard over the weekend that we, with cool April nights and everything, we had 40 assigned overtime slots. And so ultimately that affects families. And that's what we don't want. And so we manage that very closely and monitor it. But we got a few guys coming off the injured list, and so that'll be good. And so hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks we'll see some relief.
Well, let's hope so. So we've got 3 new guys coming on.
3 new guys coming on.
Oh, that's great.
They've been in training for the last 6 months, and they're doing great.
Okay, so now these are the ones that 6 months has been through the post-academy?
Yep, they went through the academy and then 6 months on training.
Oh, they've already been trained here for 6 months.
Right.
So this has been, how long is post?
6 months.
Okay, so that's a year of training we have here.
Correct.
When, you know, so you winnow out a lot of those guys that are there and girls that may be there for the wrong reasons, but then you watch them. Even if they've graduated, if they don't meet your requirements, your high standards.
Absolutely.
Sorry, but you're not going to work for us.
That's true. And you have to maintain those high standards.
So what's shadow week, then?
Shadow week is where you're riding with a field training officer, but he doesn't get to say or do anything, and he's dressed in plain clothes. So he looks like a ride-along. Of course, he has his vest and his badge and his gun on.
Sure.
But it's concealed, and he just shadows you. He walks around. He listens to how the officer engages with the citizens, watches their officer safety, their movements, make sure their reports are done correctly. And at the culmination of that, then they get rated. They get rated every day.
Right.
But at some point, you make a decision. Yes, they pass, or no, they didn't. And so it's nerve-wracking for them, but they're hanging in there.
Can you
imagine? Doing a great job.
Can you imagine that? You finish the academy, you finish your 6 months, and on the 4th day, some scumbag gets to you.
Yeah. You know, believe it or not.
Let me try to get out of here. I'm going to pummel you. You know, they don't do that, I'm sure.
No.
Have you ever lost anybody during shadow week?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. And that's crunch time, right?
Gosh.
And so we, again, want to maintain very high standards, and we want to make sure they have great character and a hard work ethic. And we keep those standards high, and we're very proud of that.
Well, you know what? They're on their own out there. And they have to make split-second decisions. Yeah. They have to make decisions that are life and death.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is they've got to be nice to people, because one of the things, the first time most anybody has any type of interaction with the police.
That's correct.
Is when they're pulled over.
Yeah. You have to do so many things as a policeman. You have to be nice, but also assume somebody's going to assault you.
Yeah.
So you're always switching back and forth, right? Always being nice, being respectful until they give you a reason not to. Then you engage, and you have to do it immediately.
Right.
Right? And so sometimes new recruits have had problems engaging, right, or multitasking. Let's say they roll up to a scene of a collision with multiple people injured, multiple cars crashed, and they just freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Because this job is really like no other. You have to have a plan. You have to get things organized. You have to take charge and be a leader. And some people just don't have that in them. And so it's important we recognize that.
Well, that is absolutely true. I mean, we just had a wreck out here on 273. I'm not sure if it was in city limits where a truck comes across the road and it smashes into another car. Multiple injuries there. Yep. The road gets shut down. So whoever the police is the first one there, and he's got to, just like you said, he's got injuries. He's got to be calling ambulances.
Absolutely.
He's got to be helping people if he can perform first aid. Your guys will perform first aid too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So they're right in there.
We are all outfitted with tourniquets, first aid kits, CPR certified. And what we do in a multi-victim crash is we do triage real quick. We make sure that there's no blood squirting,
right.
You know what I mean?
Breathing, bleeding.
That's right.
Breathing, bleeding.
ABCs. And so you get on the radio and call for multiple ambulances. You have now traffic to deal with because that's a high, you know, highway right there. And so you're calling in other officers to
do a roadblock. Yeah,
I need X amount of officers. I need engines. I need this. And it is intense.
You know what? It is. And people, you know, they think of other things, but they don't think of that.
Right.
Now, the first officer on the scene there is now he has to direct everything that's happening until somebody senior comes in. But he's got to take care of all that stuff, including getting involved with the injuries.
Right.
And if you've got a car that looks like it could catch on fire, now he's into that, or she's into that. Your officers, of course, male and female, they have to get into that.
Correct. And we're lucky here where we have backup in the city and a tremendous response by Reading Fire and ambulances. So people get help quickly, which is a good thing.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. I'm so happy you came in today. I was thinking, I bet Roger comes in today.
Absolutely.
And I was right. We got to take a break here, and we're going to be back right after this. But Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this portion of the show. They invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. They're your neighbors running the banks there. That always helps. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Jamboree presents the annual Boomtown Festival celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love Saturday, May 4th. Begin with pancake breakfast 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Entry free online. Party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, health and craft fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Claringo Park. Enjoy the Art Walk and Farmer's Market 4:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Jamboree Boomtown Festival this Saturday.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Join them in Buckaroo Flats for the annual street dance on its new day. Monday, the 13th, it's the Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest in Buckaroo Flats. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. And Friday morning, May 17th, join 10,000 of your closest friends at the world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch. Tickets are $4 in advance.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Kind of simple.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is, Linda's getting ready to, of course, tomorrow night at Wind River. Everybody's invited to this. At 5:30 tomorrow night, she starts singing. And at the same time, they're having a dine and donate in Elements Lounge. She's going to be in Elements Lounge. So not only can you hear great music, she's got her trio and a surprise guest in there to help. But 10% of all the food sales are going to be donated to the Shasta Trinity Relay for Life. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. I don't think there's any time I ever go in there I don't see a local law enforcement in there, either active or retired or, you know, in there because, you know, it's that kind of place.
They take care of us.
They take care of you. You know, they take care of all of us. You know, I've been friends with DC since he has supported my show, whether it was at the other station for the short time it was on, and here. And so I can't say enough about those guys down there, Tim Logan in D.C. But I can't say enough either about Police Chief Roger Moore. Came in during tough times. It was a lot of turmoil. And got the ship righted and pointed in the right direction. And he's retiring. And we're going to lose him. And on a purely personal basis, I hate that.
Right.
And I think most people do. But on the basis of knowing you, it's time. You've got 31 years in here.
Right. It is. It's time. And
you've got a lot of other things on your plate, too, as everybody knows.
This is true.
Right.
But we have the right people in the right spots to take over, if that's what our city manager wants to do. And I'll still be here in the community. I'm going to be volunteering more so in the schools and Trail Alliance and just some things like that I've always wanted to do. So there's a lot of things on my bucket list. I also want to, I'm real interested in building high performance homes with a friend of mine. And so there's a lot of possibilities out there.
Great. Now, okay, let's just talk about this, your replacement.
Okay.
Roger started sending in the leadership of the Reading Police Department over this past year. I've had the opportunity to meet almost all of them. And there's probably going to be a few more that roll through here. And every one of them has a division there and all the experience they have, captains, lieutenants, what they do. We're going to be looking nationwide for a police chief. Mm-hmm. Can somebody coming in from Albany, New York, really fit the job here?
Well, you know, they could. But I would say that it's for me, it's very important for somebody to have known the community, that knows the intricacies, that knows how to work with different agencies locally here. I think people want somebody from the area. So that it'll take a long time for someone to adjust, I think, if they come from outside of the area. That's not saying that it can't happen. But that's kind of what our city manager looks for, the totality of someone's work experience. And they do an extensive background on the person, too, to make sure that we're all the right fit for each other. And that's very important.
Well, that is, because anytime a new commander takes over, You know, there's a piece of paper that's issued the day he comes in there that says all orders and all general orders are still in effect, which means nothing changes.
Right.
The day he comes in. So nobody has to worry it right then. And it's a type of thing where a good commander sits back for as long as it takes him to figure out what's going on there.
True.
And doesn't come in and say, well, this worked in Albany, New York, and then find out that it's not going to work in Redding, California.
Yeah.
And so I would hope that we're looking at the fine group of people we have in the Redding Police Department.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
But you have to look. You have to open it up.
You do. You absolutely do. And I just think that we have just a tremendous depth of talent in our leadership right now. And so that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
And so,
well, it's tough too, though.
It's tough because you're splitting hairs at the end of the day during the rigorous testing that they'll be going through. And it'll be interesting to see how it comes out.
It will be. Where would you like to see you brought it to here, and every commander likes to step away thinking, well, you know what? I did as best I could. They're at this level. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to see them go next?
You know, I think the key to any chief in this community is listening to the people of our city and taking our limited resources and redirecting them to take care of problems. I think that's huge. I want to continue that, and I want that philosophy to be kind of permeated throughout the agency. So networking with communities, events, staying connected, I think is huge. Our social media team has been huge, just simply showcasing all the great stuff that our agency does and all the programs like our unmanned aerial vehicle. I mean, you name it. You know, these guys are out there working hard, and we're showcasing things, and we're always doing different and creative things. Just being transparent and connected to the community, I think that's the key.
You know, and let's just say it. I mean, I've said it. You guys are shorthanded. You've been shorthanded. There's no way of doing everything you need if you don't have boots on the ground. And I've used as that every time I use is what happened. We were controlling what we could in Ramadi and Fallujah and in Al Anbar province when we were there. As soon as we stepped away, the snakes came out.
Right.
When Bush put in another 30,000 troops, and I'm not saying we need 30,000 here, but it was commensurate for the size of the place. We owned it then. Yep. We owned it, and that was the huge change. The people then trusted us, able to come out and start helping, and we took that place back. And unless you have boots on the ground and presence, it doesn't even mean arresting people. It just means being there.
You know, and that brings up a good point. I'm so thankful that our city council took the time to redirect funds to plus us up with 4 community service officers in addition. We're going to have 8 out there. We are going to be handling calls for service that we ordinarily wouldn't get to for hours as a patrol officer.
Right.
And it'll also free up our patrolmen to go get the bad guys.
And I'll give you guys an attaboy. My wife goes up to the Bitten Dog Park, and a lady comes up and she says she was in tears. Her son, who has obviously got drug problems, trying to break in her house, and she called y'all. And he left, and he came back again, and she called again. And so she just left the house. And she says nothing's being done. Well, something was being done, because when she got back, police were there. They talked to him. They handled it. And she was very, very appreciative of this. I mean, I know the lady, and I know what she's been going through. And unfortunately, we have so many families like that.
Right. Very tough going into a home with family dynamics like that. But our officers, again, are trained. You know, they're empathetic. And they try to get the best outcome and resolution in every call.
Okay. I'm going to take an early break here because I want to come back and talk. Henderson Open Spaces, the place, and then Chief Johnson's idea.
Yeah.
Because we've had on 2 days, it's kind of, we had Donnell Ewart on. Donnell's not real crazy about that one side. I ever had Dr. Reese on today who says, well, you know what, I think responsibility is a good thing.
Right.
And I want to hear what you're saying. But the Henderson Open Spaces kind of took on a life of its own the other day when I had people calling me, so I had them on.
Mm-hmm.
Then Aaron came on, and then you came on.
Right.
And I didn't ask you right then. So, so Roger, how much longer are you going to be with us? Because you would have answered it.
And I would have.
I'd have been 2 days in front of everybody else.
That's true.
Because you are very straight. shooting guy. Okay, here we're going to be right back after these messages here.
In the town where I was raised, clock ticks and the cattle graze. Time passed with amazing grace back where I come from.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot scoot and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The blue lights are shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow it's going to be another exciting day. We have people coming in here talking about local things going on, and as we have been all week long with Donnell Ebert and Dr. Roger Reeves, and now Reading Police Chief Roger Moore in here with us today. The time is 8:48 in the morning, 75 degrees. It's going to go up probably another few degrees here. I think what happens is our wireless thermometer that's outside, the sun's hitting it, so it's probably a little bit, it's not quite that warm out there right now. Hey, I'm here with Chief Roger Moore. Roger announced yesterday that he is going to be retiring in October, I believe.
Yes, sir.
October. And a well-earned retirement, even though, frankly, I think you're way too young to stop working, but you're not going to stop
absolutely
working.
Absolutely not.
You've got a lot of things on your plate.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back into some things here that are really in the news. Henderson Open Spaces.
Yes.
People called me. I had them on the show. Aaron showed up. You showed up. A lot of consternation. A couple Facebook postings I stuck on there. I was surprised at the level of participation that got in there, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was not just anger. There was anger, but there was also feelings of hopelessness in there.
Yep.
And then that Saturday, they did a big cleanup down there.
Correct.
And what do you do with something like this? I mean, you get 20 camps, you know.
Yeah, it's difficult. Currently, we have 2 community work program officers and 1 homeless outreach officer that goes out there every day. So our community or our homeless outreach officer goes out there with a member of a health and human service agency, social services, and tries to connect these folks with resources to get them out of that cycle of poverty, get them out of those camps. We educate, we post camps. And then our enforcement team comes in because we've given them warnings and they're not accepting assistance. And so then we have to come in, we tag camps, we do big cleanups, and thanks to Fishing Game for being out there and helping us out.
Yeah, they rolled in there,
Yeah, because what's happening is it destroys the wildlife. You've got feces and urine and needles and everything.
That's a bird sanctuary. And they said they haven't seen birds there in a year. Yeah.
So things get washed into our river. So there's reasons why we do that. We're just not out harassing people, but we want to get them connected with resources, but we can't force them to get connected with resources. But what we can do is enforce the law. Because it's dangerous. You've got, warming fires down there, which is not okay. Sometimes you have prostitution and drugs and stolen property, and that's not good. Not to mention, as a side issue, when we fenced off South City Park, the spillover effect was just that. Some of the folks went out into the open spaces, and then we would push them from one place to the next, and now they're up into Henderson Open Space, and it affects neighborhoods nearby. What we're finding is wherever they can walk to or ride a bike to, things are getting stolen, right? And then being brought back down into these camps. So I feel for the residents down there. I really do. And we are out there in force. What we're doing is we're doing walkthroughs for our graveyard shifts. We're setting up community cleanups. We're out there in force posting camps and enforcing
there's
the law.
There's only the only thing you can do is, like you said, somebody said, it's like whack-a-mole. I said, yeah, but if you keep whacking them enough, there's less moles.
Yeah, and the good thing is, through our district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, we're holding these folks accountable with the community prosecutor and the COAP program, the offender accountability program.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good thing. That's a start. So we're not going back and discussing the same thing with these people over and over and over. So they do have a measure of accountability, which is good. And I think we've seen some successes out there.
Okay, well, let's shift then to the space.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about Navigation Center is now the space where we have a place with 60-something beds that can start taking people off the streets and start training them or start getting them off the streets.
Right.
Chief Johnson from Anderson said, I'm not for that unless there is and I don't even know what they call it now, but maybe an adult rehabilitation center, call it an ARC, next to it, where there is some, if you're not going to do this, then you're going to go to jail.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm all for accountability, and Chief Johnson's ideas are good. He comes from an area over in the Eureka area where he saw kind of the abuse of certain things. So he has some great ideas on what works in a community and what doesn't. So I do know that Donnell Ewart's a good friend of mine, and we discussed this issue as well. In fact, we met on, I think it was Tuesday morning.
Yeah, right after the show, I think he was going to go meet and talk about that.
And
right.
We did. We all, so the law enforcement leaders.
Was Chief Johnson there too?
Yep, absolutely.
Good.
And so the law enforcement leaders and the health leaders are all in the same room. discussing it, trying to make a plan what fits for our community. And, you know, it's Joe Cimenti said, okay, let's check our egos at the door, right? And that's beautiful. Let's all just have a discussion about this.
We need to do something, and we're at that point. Now we've got the Solburn Center going. We've got Shasta Regional.
We have a lot of good things.
A lot of things happening, but whatever we did in the past not working, correct. Obviously. Yeah. So I think that's great. Now Donnell's not real crazy about the ARC.
Yeah.
Because he believes bringing people in no matter what, and then working with them from that point. He would love to give housing to every 436 people that are homeless, provide housing, and then work it like that. Because if you give them housing,
right,
then they can start concentrating on getting themselves better.
Right. Well, what I do know about Donnell's idea is, you know, it's not a low barrier shelter. There are rules and regulations.
It's not low barrier.
It's a privilege to be there, not a right.
Right.
Once you go about something like that, it'll be successful where you have rules and regulations and you keep people held accountable. What I'd like to see is help out into these camps, teams of people out there with maybe some bright colored vests on, really just, picking people up and taking them there if they want to go and being really aggressive on that if this comes to fruition. I think that's important. I think that's,
I like that idea.
That's a good way to start this. And I also think there's a lot of mental illness out there. And Donnell Ewert knows that. And that should be a major focus for us because when people aren't in their right mind to make a decision like that, to stop that cycle of poverty or to stop self-medicating with drugs, they're not going to make a good decision. So we need that hand-holding, right, to get them to these programs.
Well, that's what that Shasta Regional did. They take them for 72 hours, and they try to get them back on their meds.
Absolutely. And I think we have 18 beds there now. They're going to move up to 20.
Yeah, 20 or 21.
And they're doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah, Casey Fatch has done a lot of things there.
Casey's wonderful.
Yeah.
And he's creative, and he's a futurist, right? He sees things.
He is a futurist.
Where do we need to go from here? And I'm very...
That's not a bad word, by the way, futurist.
No, not
it's
at all.
Not.
If you don't look into the future, nothing's going to change.
Okay, so you think... Okay, and we have to do something. Yeah. We haven't done this. Okay, let's try this.
Right.
It's an evolution like this in San Antonio. It's kind of the San Antonio model. Has been working for them. One to him, Salt Lake City, I'm not too sure. That was a low barrier. You know,
right.
You just show up.
Exactly.
And so that hasn't worked.
Right. Doing nothing is not an option. And I think we are, as leaders in this community, we're all on that page. It's going to be costly. And then that's the other hurdle, right? And so how do we get from here to there?
Well, the gentleman that's putting that's floating this 1 cent tax is going to be on the show. We're just trying to reach a time when we can get together to get him on here because I want to hear what he says because automatically you have people, no.
Right.
No, we're not going to do it. Yeah. And the whole thing is trust.
Yep.
So what do you do then? Mm-hmm. What do you do then? You've got to get past that.
Right.
But if we don't do something, we're going to be and if you look at that, I'm sure you've seen it, Seattle is Dying, the documentary.
Yep.
We don't need that. We're a microcosm. And I think at this point, we can still get arms around it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What do you think about, and this always comes out, putting a big camping area for them?
I don't know of any city that's ever been successful. I think when there's no rules and regulations, bad things happen, similar to what's happening down into these camps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the sad truth, because someone will always take advantage of it. Someone will also always try to bully other people, other transients, victimize other transients. And that's not good.
No, that's what Dr. Reese was talking. He says, it's not just the safety of our neighborhoods, but you're in the homeless camp. You are a victim.
Yeah.
In many cases. I mean, if you do get some money from, SSI or whatever you get, mm-hmm. there's people there that are going to steal it immediately.
Yeah. Or have to pay rent to the camp boss, right?
Yeah.
And so, and there's just bullies out there. So we have to address those folks. So safety is very important.
It's not easy.
It's not.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to go in and thank you so much for everything because you're going to be back on again before you leave.
Yes, I will.
Several times. and continue to put through all those great people you have working for you at the Redding Police Department. And, again, I just want to remind everybody, we just had two officers that got injured, one pretty severely, taking down a guy that if, you know, and, well, two officers got injured.
Right.
But when you get your nose moved over like 2 inches.
Right.
Just changes your whole life.
You know, and the fact is, in the last year and a half, and in our, some of our officer-involved shootings, several of our officers have almost been murdered in the line of duty. Thank God we haven't. They've gotten shots off at us. That's horrible. And so
it is bad.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at, and I don't even have time to get into it, this new law they're trying to pass where it goes from reasonable to necessary. And at some point, I really would like to talk to you about that.
Sure.
Because I know what the sheriff and I know what you feel like about this thing. This is just a way to get policemen killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Roger Moore, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Again, I kicked myself in the butt for not asking Monday, so I could have scooped everybody. But Chief Roger Moore has been with us today. We've discussed a whole lot of different things here. And have a great day, everybody. And think about this. Think about those police out there. That is a thin blue line. And when you see one and they pull up next to you, tell them thanks. It's, you know,
amen.
It means a lot to them.
Yes, it does.
Thank you. All right. Hey, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.